Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better, You Bet, presented by BetMGM, right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Ebebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across a multitude of platforms. Make sure to watch us live 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network, and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. Also, if you want to watch us, you can watch us on YouTube TV, Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. And if you'd like to listen to us, you can go ahead and do so at Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, make sure you hit us up on social media. You can find me on Twitter, at Femi Ebebefe. You can find me on Instagram, Femi_Ebebefe. Check out the show on Twitter at You Better You Bet, and the entire network at BetMGM Network over on Twitter. If you like our show, you like Bet Sweats, BetMGM Tonight, we'll be sweating out tonight's Thursday Night Football game, Daily Tip. They'll be reacting to everything first thing in the morning. Make sure you check us out at BetMGM Network over on Twitter. We got the whole crew hanging with us here on this Thursday. We have Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Sean Haw, Addie Bates, Nick Costos. He joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on tonight's Thursday night football game between the Miami Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills. Week 3 is already here, baby. We are in the cadence, and after just 2 short days of no football, football is back in our lives tonight in Western New York. But as always, if you miss anything across these 4 hours, because we're going to talk a lot of NFL, talk a little bit of college football, we have a lot of great guests, make sure you check us out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcast. And because we're so kind and we're putting it on there on demand for everyone to consume, the least that you guys can do is to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast. We have 3 guests who will be joining us throughout the program, starting at 5 o'clock Eastern. Friend of the show, play-by-play for NFL on CBS. You hear him every Sunday, and you absolutely love him. Oh, yeah! Ian Eagle is joining us at 5 o'clock Eastern time. Ian will be on the call of Sunday's game in Foxborough between the Steelers and the Patriots. Very fired up to have Ian Eagle back with us here on You Better You Bet. And then to begin the Power Hour at 6 o'clock Eastern time, NBC lead betting analyst, co-host of the Fantasy Football Happy Hour, Jay Croucher, returns for his weekly Thursday spot here on the program, and we'll get all of his thoughts for Week 3 in the NFL. And at 6:20 Eastern time, professional sports bettor, founder of the Hammer HQ, welcome back Rob Pozzola. It's been a minute since we've had Rob on the program. He returns to give us his best bets for Week 3 in the NFL. And that's where we're going to begin the show today, talking about the game that kicks off Week 3 tonight. Once again, Thursday night football, Dolphins at the Buffalo Bills. And right now over at BetMGM, to kind of give you a little bit of where the betting market sits, we currently have the Buffalo Bills as an 11.5-point favorite at home. Should be no surprise. Buffalo's been a juggernaut so far through two games. Miami, anything but. So the Bills, massive favorite, despite this being a division game on a short week. They're 11.5 at home. The total sitting at 50.5. I'll give some of my betting thoughts a little bit later on in the next segment when we break this down during our headlines at 3:20. But just to set the table over at BetMGM, where we always strive to make it legendary, Buffalo, 11.5, total at 50.5. And that betting market and the point spread is telling you that these two teams are in much, much different weight classes. Much different weight class. And it's so strange and so interesting how we got here with these two teams, because I remember it was just a few short years ago that we saw Miami and Buffalo play in a playoff game. Like, these were the two teams that were kind of the up-and-comers in the AFC. It was Miami with Tua. It was Buffalo with Josh Allen. Which of these teams was going to really make a run at Kansas City? The answer to that question has been nobody to this point. But that's how we were talking about those teams heading into that playoff game. And if you remember, I mean, that playoff game also had a big point spread because, surprise, surprise, Tua was injured, and it had to be Skylar Thompson as the starting quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, or sorry, for the Miami Dolphins, who covered the number in that game and almost won the football game. It was a pretty wonky wild card game back a few years ago out there in Buffalo, but it feels so, so long ago when those two teams met in January, to where now we fast forward to September 2025, and it's much different. On one hand, Buffalo, they have maintained their status in the AFC, in the NFL, as this big-time contender. That's the trajectory that they have continued on over these last few years. I mean, you think about how the Bills have had so much success. Since 2020, they have won the division every single year. Like, they took that baton from the New England Patriots that last Tom Brady Belichick year in 2019, and they said, thank you very much. We appreciate all the ass whoopings over the last two decades. We will now be giving out the ass whoopings, and we will be controlling the AFC East. And they've done that over these last 4 years, and they're a monster favorite to do it again here in 2025. So you have Buffalo controlling the division. You have Josh Allen, who has continued to mature as a quarterback to being one of the best signal callers in the league. The man just won MVP last season. Josh Allen has continued on this trajectory as being one of the better players in the NFL. And the only thing right now for Buffalo to accomplish, the only thing left for them to do, is to finally beat Kansas City in January, make it to a Super Bowl, and win a Lombardi Trophy. Everything else they have accomplished. Beat Lamar in the playoffs, beat all these other AFC teams in the playoffs, win the division, Gotti records, et cetera, et cetera. They just have to beat Kansas City and get to a Super Bowl and win a Lombardi Trophy. So on one hand, you have the Buffalo Bills, who have continued to go on this trajectory and solidify themselves as one of the best organizations in the NFL. And on the other hand, we have the Miami Dolphins, who have fallen off a cliff, lost at beach. There on South Beach, this team, who were once the bullies on the block, like, it wasn't that long ago, 2 years ago, mind you, that the Miami Dolphins were the bullies on the block. They hung 70 points on Sean Payton's Denver Broncos. It wasn't that long ago, just 2 years ago that happened. Anytime they faced a bad team, they destroyed them. But anytime they played a good team, they lost to them. And I think we all have to remember that 2023 season, just how good that Dolphins offense was. Tyreek Hill at the peak of his powers. Tua was in sync with them. Waddle was doing big things, making big plays. Raheem Mostert. Like, they had all of these speed guys. They had like the 4x1 track team for the Miami Dolphins in their skill position rooms. They were electric and they were fun. And they were just a great, great watch. And unfortunately for them, they just couldn't really contend with the big boys. And we all know how that season ended, with a whimper. At Arrowhead Stadium, that cold, cold Saturday night in January, where they just lost to the Kansas City Chiefs 26-7. And to be honest, watching that game, it felt much bigger than the score suggested. Like, I remember that like being like one of the LOL bets that I made that playoff year, laying 3.5 with Mahomes at home against Tua in the frigid cold. Like, how did anyone think that that was going to go? Like, you know, like, it was just like, all right, I'll lay the 3.5. I'll even lay 4 with Kansas City at home against Mike McDaniel and Tua Tagovailoa. Tua making his first start in sub-zero temperatures. It went as we all thought it would. Miami froze their asses off, and they have not been relevant ever since. This thing has gone downhill, and the vibes are as bad as you could ever guess that they would be if you were thinking about where this team would be 2 years later after that wild card loss. Because since then, since losing that game, Tua's been injured. That's kind of been the story, even when the times are good. Tua's been banged up, injured a couple times last year. He's healthy right now, but you can't count on that to happen all throughout the rest of this season. Tyreek Hill seemingly has lost a step. Once the most feared wide receiver in the NFL, now it's like, hey, is he on the same page with his quarterback? Is he going to be okay? Is he going to be traded? Are they going to kick him off the team? What's going on with Tyreek Hill? He's lost a step. Mike McDaniel, he's lost all of his aura. I mean, 2-3 years ago, oh, everyone loves Mike McDaniel. Look how he sprints to the locker room after those halftime interviews. Look at his pants. He's wearing the shades. He drives the nice, expensive car. Mike McDaniel's living the life. Well, Mike McDaniel, not only has he lost his aura, the man might lose his job as early as tomorrow. That's where things are at for Mike McDaniel and the Miami Dolphins. And that's the big question for me heading into this game. It's, can Mike McDaniel survive a shellacking in primetime with the whole country watching? Once again, the point spread of this game, Buffalo, 11.5, total sitting at 50.5. Let us not forget that at the end of last season, back in January, Miami Dolphins owner Stephen Ross put out a statement saying general manager Chris Greer and head coach Mike McDaniel were coming back for the 2025 season. Now, you don't have to be Einstein or Sir Isaac Newton or any genius from the past to realize that anytime someone has to issue a statement saying that you still have your job, it means you won't have your job for that much longer. Like, that's what that means. Anyone who's doing well, you don't have to say, oh yeah, they're still here. No, it's implied. We all know it. But Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer, there needed to be a statement saying that these guys are coming back, because what that implies is that there was a legitimate reason to fire them at the end of last season. Stephen Ross decided not to do that. Maybe he wants to be patient. Maybe he's being cheap and doesn't want to pay multiple coaches. For whatever reason, those guys still have their jobs for right now. Now, if Buffalo wins this game 40-17, will they have their jobs? I don't think so. I don't say that with any inside information. I'm just guessing. I'm just looking at the tea leaves and how the schedule sets up. No bye week until week 12. They have a trip to Madrid in Spain to take on the Commanders. There's no real sweet spot to fire the coach unless you really wanted to drag this thing on out. But I don't think you can do that with the vibes already as low as they are, having lost to Indianapolis in the opener and having lost to New England last Sunday. Like, if this is really bad tonight, which once again, the point spread indicates it might be, I think we might be talking about Mike McDaniel no longer as the Dolphins head coach in tomorrow's edition of You Better You Bet. Like, that is a big time story hovering over this game. Now, the story in between the lines from an injury standpoint, also very big. For the Miami Dolphins, and this is the biggest one tonight that we don't know yet, and we might not know until prior to kickoff, about 90 minutes prior, when the actives and inactives are released for both teams. But Miami Dolphins wide receiver Jalen Waddle is dealing with a shoulder injury. He popped up on the injury report on Tuesday, was limited after not being on the injury report on Monday, but was limited Tuesday, limited Wednesday, listed as questionable. If you're the Miami Dolphins and you'd like to cover this number, you would like for Jalen Waddle to be out there on the field. I think that's self-explanatory, goes without saying. But other injuries plaguing the Miami Dolphins. Cornerback Storm Duck, he has been ruled out. Safety Ifeatu Melifonwu, he has been ruled out. So now those are two starters in the secondary who will not be playing in tonight's game. Just so happens that you're playing the MVP of the league, Josh Allen. Not a great setup. You got one of the best quarterbacks at home on a short week, and your secondary is banged up. But the injury news isn't just on Buffalo's side. Or sorry, on Miami's side. It's also on Buffalo's. Ed Oliver, their best defensive lineman, he is out for the game with a knee injury. Matt Milano, probably their best linebacker, or at least one of their leadership and veteran presences on that second level of the defense. He is out for tonight's game with a pec injury. And for Buffalo, despite those injuries, you might look at them and say, well, defensively, they should be pretty vulnerable, right? Yeah, I think that's a fair argument to be made. But I think for Buffalo, the big thing with me and Buffalo tonight is that there has to be urgency for the Bills. And in fact, this might sound crazy, but when I lay it out there, you're not going to think it's as crazy as the initial shock. But I actually think tonight is a must-win for the Buffalo Bills. At the end of the day, this is a game they cannot afford to drop. Because it's not to say that their season is over if they lose. No, they're 2-1. They'll be fine. But this is the kind of game they must win if they want to have home field advantage. How many times have you heard me say Buffalo needs to secure home field if they're going to finally get over that hump? You can't drop these kinds of games. And now if you're Buffalo, after this 2-0 start, having beat the Baltimore Ravens, now's the time to get fat. Now's the time to get aggressive. It's like you're on the blackjack table and you just had this like insane hand to start the shoe, like splitting eights multiple times, doubling down multiple times, dealer bust, and bang, here you are with all your riches. The vibes are as high as possible. I mean, that's kind of like what the Ravens game was, wasn't it? Like an insanely high leverage experience, high leverage hand on the table, and they end up coming up with the dealer busting and they win all that money. Now that the vibes are electric for the Bills, the drinks are flowing, everything's all good. Folks are gathering around, seeing what's happening. We're all going to be watching tonight, national television. Now's the time where you press the gas. You don't get up mid-shoe and say, you know what? I'm happy with my winnings. I'm happy 2-0. We can drop a game. We're all good to go. We're going to control this division. Now's the time for the Buffalo Bills to press their luck, because let's keep the good vibes rolling, because over these next few weeks, home Miami, home New Orleans, home New England, it'll be a disappointment if the Bills are not 5-0 after this stretch. And if they do go 5-0, this season, they'll have the chance for everyone come January to come to their house in Western New York. We're just getting started here on You Better You Bet. On the other side, we'll get to the top headlines from around the world of sports here on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebefe hanging with you guys here on this Thursday. 40 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on tonight's Thursday night football game between the Miami Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills. And I also forgot to mention this at the top of the show, and this is my bet. This is where we'll tap the chest, as we do here on the program. Once again, it's a Thursday night football game, so we want to hear from the real ones. Let us know what your favorite bet is for tonight's game and why. It could be a side, it could be a total, it could be a prop, but let us know by entering it into the YouTube chat. Go to the YouTube chat, damn it. That's what we're doing. Like, no more tweets, no more Twitch. Go to our YouTube page, because as Nick, in his passionate plea yesterday, we did see a spike in our YouTube subscribers. It was very, very nice. So go to the YouTube channel, put it in the YouTube chat, and we will give you a shout out there by letting us know what you like tonight. Once again, side, total, or prop, and why. Please include the rationale, and we'll tip the cap to you as a real one here on You Better You Bet. So favorite bet for tonight's Thursday night football game, Dolphins at the Bills. All right, that's the housekeeping for that side. 20 minutes from now, we'll break down the other NFL awards. Yesterday, if you missed it, check it out in podcast form. Talked about MVP, Offensive Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year. Well, today, we're doing the rest. Coach of the Year. Who should you bet this week for Coach of the Year? I have a bet on a guy that was thought of very highly in the summertime. The market's cooled off a little bit. Now might be the time to dip our toe into the water. We'll discuss that coming up in 20 minutes. But joining us right now, like he does each and every weekday at 3:20 Eastern, it's our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, good afternoon. Welcome to week three. How are we doing today?
It is always a glorious day on Thursday when the NFL week officially kicks off. I'm doing fantabulous, Femi.
Oh, yeah. We got football tonight, baby. I know the point spread's big. And I know it's expected to be a blowout or whatever, but still, football is back in our lives. We're not too deep into the season to where we can be like, oh, tonight's game is not that great. Like, yeah, that's maybe like a late November, December thing. But like right now, every game seems like it's great, especially when it's a standalone game. So we're fired up for this AFC East clash. And who knows, maybe the Miami Dolphins actually show up. I don't know if that's going to be the case, but some people seem to believe so based on how they have been betting it, which we'll get into here now. Bill, what's the number one story that we need to know on this Thursday afternoon?
Well, Femi, it is that week three in the NFL does officially kick off tonight. It's the Miami Dolphins headed to Buffalo to face those Bills. No surprise, the Bills are a heavy favorite over at BetMGM. It's currently 11.5 points. Total is 50.5. So, Femi, how are you and others betting this one over at BetMGM?
Yeah, this is a tough one. Like, I've had bets in the other island games that we've had for Thursday night, like bet the over in the Eagles-Cowboys game, which was a very, very unfortunate loser. Last week, laid the 3 with the Green Bay Packers. Love that experience. That was a fun game to watch for yours truly. This week, I'm not going to bet the side. I can say that pretty confidently right now. I will not bet the side. We're going to have some first TD score bets, of course, with Femi's Island. That's coming up at 6:40 to close out the show. But I might be able to get there with the total. The more I think about this game, and as we outlined in the last segment, all of the injuries that we have with these teams, like you have the Buffalo defenders hurt, Ed Oliver, Matt Milano. You got the two secondary guys for Miami. Those guys are injured. But the big one for me is Jalen Waddle. If we find out 90 minutes prior to kickoff that Jalen Waddle is A-OK and is good to go, I will be betting the over in this game. I think they're just going to get a lot of points. How the hell is Miami's defense going to stop Buffalo? But then also, Mike McDaniel, for as much as he is on the hot seat, and maybe this is his last day as Miami Dolphins head coach, like, he at least is a good offensive mind. And I think he's going to find ways to attack this Bills defense without two of their better defenders. The total right now is at 50.5. It's pretty high. It's gone up from 49.5. We have yet to hit that key number of 51. I think at 51 or better, this is probably a bet on the over, but we must make sure that Jalen Waddle will be playing in this game, which perhaps might be a dead coach walking spot with McDaniel and the Dolphins going up against this juggernaut, that being the Buffalo Bills. Now, as for what everyone else is betting with tonight's game, 74% of the bets, 77% of the handle is on the Bills. That was laying 12.5. So the betting market, the influential bettors are against the betting public with this game. 63% of the bets and 80% of the handle is on the over 49.5. That's continued to gone up and up and up as we sit here at 50.5. 55% of the bets are on the Dolphins money line at plus 600, which, you know, people kind of like to throw darts a little bit. You know, betting 6-1 is a lot more fun than betting minus 900, which is what the Buffalo Bills are. But 81% of the bets are on Bills money line with this game. Sorry, 81% of the handle is on the Bills money line, as of course you'd have to bet $900 to win $100 if you think Buffalo is going to win tonight. As for the most popular player props, the fifth most popular, Bills kicker Matt Prater, over 1.5 field goals made. Fourth most popular, Bills running back James Cook, over 68.5 rushing yards. Third most popular, Josh Allen, over 28.5 rushing yards. Second most popular, James Cook, over 84.5 rushing plus receiving yards. A little R&R there for the Buffalo Bills running back. And the most popular player prop over at BetMGM, where we look to make it legendary, Dolphins running back Devon Achane, over 53.5 receiving yards. I know Brad Evans has come on with us earlier this week. He says he loves the Achane reception. So I think a lot of people thinking that Achane, check down option for Tua in a game where they're likely to be trailing in the second half, he should be able to eat in the reception category. But the most popular anytime TD score is James Cook at minus 165. I like some first TD scores, which we'll reveal later on at 640, but I want to find out the actives and inactives before I bet the over. If Waddle's in, I will go over 50.5 tonight on Thursday Night Football. Bill, hit me with the next story.
Well, Femi, we heard last week that Brock Purdy was going to be out 2 to 5 weeks, but surprisingly, he returned to practice yesterday in a limited fashion. More surprisingly, Kyle Shanahan addressed the media yesterday and said that there was a chance that Purdy could play this Sunday against the Cardinals. Now, we haven't gotten any kind of update today yet from the Niners, but Femi, this one is interesting, and obviously if Purdy plays, it has betting implications.
Oh yeah, this would be a massive, massive move in the market if Brock Purdy's going to play in this game. Like, we're not going to be hanging out at Niners 2.5 if Purdy is the starting quarterback on Sunday. Now, is he going to play? I actually lean towards no, but I do think this is a great sign for next week for San Francisco. Like, if he's limited on Wednesday, like, that's probably a good sign that he's going to be able to play next week. When who do the Niners play next week? When they take on the Jacksonville Jaguars at home. This week, though, I almost think that they're going to try to err on the side of caution. At least that's what I would do if I was running the 49ers. So maybe this is me injecting a little bit of my own sensibilities onto Kyle Shanahan and that organization. But I thought that the win last week with Mac Jones bought them a little bit of a window to make sure that Brock Purdy is all the way healthy. Because the initial diagnosis last week was, all right, this is going to be a 2 to 5 week deal. He's dealing with some degree of turf toe. As like we know, turf toe can be a very serious issue. Just look at the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow. Clearly, Brock Purdy's turf toe is not that, because it said 2 to 5 weeks as opposed to 3 months on the recovery, but it's still a significant injury. It's only been a week and a half. Like, Sunday will be 2 weeks. You won against New Orleans. You're probably going to close a favorite even with Mac Jones at quarterback. Do you really need to rush Brock Purdy back when you want to keep the bigger picture in mind? I think cooler heads will prevail, and I think Mac Jones will end up being the starting quarterback, but I don't blame folks for grabbing some of those Niners numbers, saying, hey, I'm just going to go ahead and roll the dice and bet Niners -2, Niners -2.5, because if Purdy ever did play, you are in a very, very good spot underneath that key number of 3, to where if you want at the end of the week, you can come back, maybe take some Cardinals +4.5 or something like that and try to middle the game on 3 and 4, which are very, very key numbers in the NFL. So the sports books, they're a little bit exposed. I think everyone's kind of flying by the seat of their pants with this one. We're all making educated guesses, but my guess is that we're probably going to see Purdy next week against Jacksonville as opposed to this Sunday against the rival Arizona Cardinals. Bill, hit me with the next story.
Well, Femi, the America's game, the one at 4:25 Eastern that most of the country will see, is the Dallas Cowboys heading to Chicago to face the Bears. Now, a storyline that's interesting in that one, defensive coordinator for the Cowboys is former Bears head coach Matt Eberflus. He's returning to Chicago, where he got fired, of course, Thanksgiving weekend of last year. Eberflus spoke to the media and said he hasn't thought about returning to Chicago at all. If you believe that, I have some oceanfront property in Nebraska to sell you. Femi, what are your thoughts about these two teams squaring off on Sunday?
My thought is, like, who's this revenge game for? Is this Eberflus' revenge game, or is it the Chicago Bears and Caleb Williams' revenge game for what Eberflus did last year? Like, both sides have a very strong argument for who's the revenge game for. But yeah, I'm with you. There's no way in hell that Matt Eberflus is just like, oh, I haven't given it much thought. And like, his quote was so silly. Like, it was, oh, it's game three and it's important that we improve. Like, all right, guy, I get it. You don't want to like stoke the flame or add any headlines that's going to kind of put yourself out there, because we've all seen your defense through 2 weeks also. Not like they can back it up for you if you did say some words, but like, he's just trying to kind of like cool this whole thing. But there's definitely some extra motivation for Matt Eberflus. They fired you Thanksgiving weekend, bro. Like, are you going to mean that this game doesn't mean anything to you? Of course it does. Everyone who's in the NFL is a big-time competitor, and of course this game means a lot. Now, does that mean that the Cowboys' defense is going to be, like, all of a sudden the doomsday defense of the 70s? Like, nah, that's not happening. In fact, this is going to be a pretty high-scoring game. It's going to be a really fun game, or entertaining game, I shall put it. I don't know how much fun I'm going to have watching this one, as this is the YBYB Femi versus Bill and Jake bowl here, and Sean Ha. This is just going to be a game where it's going to be, who's the team that can make the fewest amount of mistakes? And right now, thinking about this game, and the more we talk about this one, it's got to be the Dallas Cowboys. Like, the Dallas Cowboys have Dak Prescott. The Chicago Bears have Caleb Williams. Caleb's more talented than Dak. There's a reason why Dak was drafted in the fourth round and Caleb was drafted first overall and won the Heisman Trophy. Like, he's more talented. But in terms of managing a game where it's going to be, all right, like, we can't make mistakes, well, we also have to make plays, I trust Dak a hell of a lot more than Caleb Williams, who's just beginning his second year as an NFL quarterback. So for me, if you were to bet the side, it's Dallas. In terms of the total, like, that has been blasted. 48.5 is now as high as 51 in the betting market. As long as the weather checks out, and it sounds like it might rain Sunday, no real wind, I think that this game should go over the number, barring crazy turnovers or some sort of lightning delay as we saw in the opening week against Philadelphia. So I think Dallas wins the game. That's how I would bet the game. I'm definitely putting Dallas in some contests. I'll probably have a small bet on the Cowboys because I don't think it's like a big edge at a pick 'em price, but I think that they should win this football game. But I think this will be a very, very entertaining one, and I'm sure the headlines for the losing team will be rather tasty coming out of this one on Sunday. Bill, hit me with the next story.
Well, Femi, the Giants have played their first two games of the season without their great left tackle, Andrew Thomas, but head coach Brian Daboll provided an update on his status that sounded promising.
Yeah, well, I would say Andrew will take predominantly most of the snaps today, and just if you're a backup, you get the reps that you get, and you take show team reps. I think we do things, you know, again, whether it's a walkthrough, whether it's after practice, much like the quarterbacks do, with guys that improve their craft the way we need to help them improve their craft.
So Femi, Thomas going to take most of the first team snaps. It certainly sounds like he could be back on the field this week against the Chiefs.
I mean, it's way too early in the season for Brian Daboll to sound like that, man. Like, he just sounds like, oh yeah, he's going to take these snaps. Like, bro, it's September, man. We got a long way to go. There's like 15 more weeks of the NFL season. My goodness. But it is a great sign for the New York Giants, though. All jokes aside, we all saw the shenanigans of James Hudson in the game against the Dallas Cowboys to start off. Like, four penalties in one drive, really? Like, come on, man. Like, that was, I thought James Hudson had a survivor entry on the Dallas Cowboys as well watching that game. Like, I could not believe that. And like, the broadcast, rightfully so, was going pretty insane about it, because like, it's like, to see that on one drive was absurd that the guy had that many penalties. Now, his replacement, because they ended up benching James Hudson, put in Marcus Bowe, like, he was actually pretty solid, but he's not Andrew Thomas. Andrew Thomas is a legitimately good left tackle in this league. And this offensive line with Thomas is already bad. Without him, it's horrendous. So I think that he at least stabilizes that front and gives Russell Wilson some kind of a chance back there in terms of finding some of those playmakers like Malik Nabers and Wandell Robinson. Now, that's one aspect of the game. The big aspect of the game for me with this is that this is like a loser leaves town matchup on Sunday night. Giants 0-2. Kansas City 0-2. Could you imagine if the Chiefs lose this game and fall to 0-3? I mean, you want to think that the Chiefs panic is at a high right now? Everyone will be throwing dirt on this team and proclaiming that the dynasty is dead if they lose to the New York Giants. This is a very, very pressure-packed game. And if you're Kansas City, it's a must-win game. Not just because they're 0-2. When you look at the rest of their schedule, oh, next week, who do they play? The Baltimore Ravens. Like, you cannot afford to drop this one and be 0-3, then have Baltimore come to town to put you at 0-4. And oh, by the way, Kansas City still has to go to Buffalo later on this season. Like, these are critical, critical games, and we'll see what Kansas City is made up tonight, or sorry, Sunday night when they take on the New York Giants. Bill, hit me with the last one before we had to break.
All right, Femi, it's Tampa Bay rookie wide receiver Emeka Ibuka. He's been off to a nice start in his career, 3 touchdowns already, but he has been added to the Bucs injury report, a hip and a groin injury. He is questionable this week against the Jets. Femi, the Bucs cannot catch a break with these injuries.
Yeah, this is such a talented team, but for some reason, like, they're just out here playing whack-a-mole with these injuries. Oh, this guy's coming back. Well, now this guy's hurt. Like, it's just kind of an unfortunate situation, but when fully formed, I do believe they are a very, very talented team in the NFC and a big-time contender. But for Ibuka, DNP yesterday, DNP today, puts a lot of stress on that Friday injury report. If he doesn't do anything tomorrow, I don't think he's going to play, which would be a big loss for Tampa, a team that I like to cover the number this week when they host the New York Jets. All right, on the other side, we will tackle the NFL awards market, who you should bet to win Coach of the Year next on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful, too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Thursday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebfe hanging with you guys this afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on tonight's Thursday night football game between the Miami Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo right now an 11.5-point favorite over at BetMGM, and that total is sitting at 50.5. And with that game, and because it's an island game, we want to hear from the real ones. But we're telling all the real ones, if you're really a real one, go onto the YouTube page. And not only just subscribe, but go into the YouTube chat and let us know your favorite bet for Thursday night football. It could be a side, a total, or a prop. But let us know in the YouTube chat. If it's not in the YouTube chat, we're going to ignore it. Like, that's where we're at now. We got to go to those measures. Like it's only from the YouTube chat. Go engage with it, because we know we have a ton of you out there that listen to the show. So engage with it. Let us know. And please include the rationale, and we will tip. Okay, we're back. But I just want to let folks know. For some reason, I guess the internet decided, hey, they don't want to hear me talk about YouTube anymore. But once again, let us know. Side total and prop over on YouTube for Thursday Night Football between the Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills. But let's go ahead and get into what we plan to talk about tonight. And that is the NFL awards as we head into week three beginning once again with Thursday Night Football. And yesterday on the program, we had our breakdown of MVP, Offensive Player of the Year, and Defensive Player of the Year. And tonight, or I should say this afternoon, we're going to go ahead and talk about Coach of the Year, both rookies, and Comeback Player of the Year. And I want to start with Coach of the Year because I do have a bet in this market to be made this week. And we have to begin, as we always do, with the favorite, that being Colts head coach Shane Steichen. Now, Steichen is at plus 650 to win Coach of the Year. And they're like one of the big stories in the NFL through 2 weeks. Everyone is raving about the job Steichen has done with Daniel Jones. We have Indiana Jones and all of that stuff. The vibes just seem to be really, really high for Indianapolis. And right now, at 2-0, the Colts are 4-point favorites on the road on Sunday against Tennessee. So if the betting market's correct, this bad boy is going to keep rolling along. And we might see 3-0 Indianapolis if the betting market is right and the chalk prevails, which, oh, by the way, that's been happening all throughout the season. It's all been chalky. But the upcoming schedule for Indianapolis, pretty manageable. Like, you, after this game on Sunday, you got at the Rams, which is a hard game, but it's home against the Raiders, home against the Cardinals, at the Chargers, a little bit difficult, home Titans, at the Steelers. You know, they start playing Renegades, stuff can get a little bit weird, but should be manageable. Like, you could see how the Colts might run off some victories. Now, is Steichen a bet right now? No, I think the move has happened. Like, if you were a believer in the summer, good for you. If you're a believer after week one, good for you. But I would never recommend, hey, you need to bet plus 650 right now. There's way too much season. And who knows? Like, we've seen, like, teams get off to these 2-0 starts and all of a sudden fall flat. Like we don't need to be reminded of New Orleans last year. So, like, let's just kind of, like, pump the brakes a little bit on, like, crowning Indianapolis as your AFC South winner. And also pump the brakes a little bit on, like, needing to have Shane Steichen to win Coach of the Year and jamming that and having FOMO. Don't succumb to the FOMO. We'll all be okay. Just relax. And there's other guys that we could bet who could potentially join Steichen at the top of the list. Now, a couple of interesting names that I wanted to bring up because I've seen them move in the market, but these are never bets for me. And that's with two teams who are thought of as big-time contenders and through 2 weeks have been really, really impressive, that being Matt LaFleur of the Green Bay Packers and Jim Harbaugh of the Los Angeles Chargers. Now, LaFleur right now at BetMGM is plus 900. I would never bet this dude. Like, we all know the equation and what the formula is to winning Coach of the Year. You want that 4-plus win improvement. The Packers won 11-6 last year. And maybe they go 15-2. Maybe they go 16-1. But at that point, like, they're going to get so many other awards. I don't think LaFleur is winning Coach of the Year. Like, Love's going to win MVP. Parsons is going to win DPOY. Like, Halfley is going to win Assistant Coach of the Year. Are they going to also give LaFleur Coach of the Year? Like, I don't really think that they are, even though he's well-regarded by other people in media. Like, I think he's just kind of missed his boat. It's unfortunate, but that's where we sit right now. I would never bet LaFleur at the price of 9-1. Jim Harbaugh. I mean, he had the improvement year last year. The Chargers were, what, 4-13 in 2023? They go 11-6 in 2024, and he got, like, two votes? I would never recommend Harbaugh at 11-1. They're awesome. They're going to be awesome. But, like, that guy's just not going to win. Other guys will have much more compelling cases to be made. And that leads me to the guy that I have bet this afternoon and would recommend everyone else doing so as well. New England Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel. He's 15-1 right now at BetMGM. Last year, the Patriots, 4-13. So the 4-win improvement, I mean, it's right there. If they go beyond that, we're really cooking there with, like, a 10-win team for New England. Like, that's a 6-game improvement. He's going to be in the door when people talk about Coach of the Year. And also, too, people want to recognize Vrabel as a great coach. He's won this award before because he's never really had, like, the big-time quarterback. And this year, he's got the young quarterback in Drake May, who last year we all saw play losing football. If he plays winning football this year, who's going to get the credit? It's going to be the head coach in his first year, Mike Vrabel. Now, on Sunday, very high leverage game. 1.5-point underdog at home against Pittsburgh. I like New England in the game, so that's why I like this bet. If they get to 2-1, look at the rest of this schedule. Home against the Panthers. Why not 3-1? At the Bills, that's rough. Probably 3-2. At New Orleans, they could win that game. 4-2. At Tennessee, revenge game for Vrabel. Why can't they be 5-2? And then it's home Cleveland, home Atlanta. Like, there's a good chance we could be talking about the 6-3 New England Patriots, who will already have exceeded their win total by the time we get to the midway point. I love Vrabel this week because of this high leverage moment against Pittsburgh. I think they improved to 2-1. I think Vrabel starts to get back into that conversation where he was in the offseason when everyone expected the Patriots to improve year over year. There's other guys that we can get to, but there's just so much of the season left that let's see how things play out. But the guy that you need to bet this week is Mike Vrabel at 15-1. Let's get to Offensive Rookie of the Year because we have co-favorites with O'Roy, and that is with Raiders running back Ashton Jeanty and Colts tight end Tyler Warren, both of them at plus 425. Now, I would never recommend betting either of those guys. Like, it's hard to bet that price at plus 425 with a player that you've seen play two NFL games. Now, Warren's been awesome. He's going to be a big part of this Colts offense with Daniel Jones and Shane Steichen. Like, that's pretty clear watching through two games. Jeanty, you know, hasn't lived up yet, but it's only two games. Like, I would be interested in Jeanty if we can get that price to start to drift out a little bit. Like, give me Jeanty at 20-1. I would love to bet it. But at plus 425, nah, I'm good. Especially when you look at his stats and he has 81 yards on 30 carries. Like, it's not like he's like ripping through these defenses. It's all just reputation and based on where he was drafted and his usage, which went down, by the way, week one to week two. Week one, he was on the field for 86% of snaps. Week two, 56%. Let's see what the truth is in week three and get a better understanding about how the Raiders are going to use Ashton Jeanty. So both of those guys, I would pass. I would also pass betting this market, but I do want to point this out. Emeka Ebuka, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, we talked about him in the last segment, dealing with this hip and groin injury. If he doesn't play, that would be a bummer, but like, that's the kind of guy that I actually think should be the favorite right now, if not for the injury. He's already scored 3 touchdowns. Like, that's better than any other rookie, like, so far. Like Ebuka, I think with his usage, that's the guy that is in line to win this award, barring Cam Ward turning things around and doing something. But Ward, his price hasn't drifted enough for me to want to be involved sitting there at plus 550. So no bet in the O'Roy market. I think we're still just holding steady. Let's see how things play out. Don't need to chase the market. The winner will eventually show themselves at some point this season. Just hasn't happened 2 weeks into the campaign. How about Defensive Rookie of the Year? The favorite for D-Roy, New York Giants edge rusher, Abdul Carter, he's at 2-1. Now, in week one, only played 54% of the snaps. It's like, okay, you know, not great. Week two, 75% of the snaps. All right, that's in line with winning this award. So far this year, 4 tackles, he has half a sack. He's a really, really good player, which is why the price is short, even though the numbers aren't as gaudy. But a couple of guys who might be able to challenge Abdul Carter this season. Eagles linebacker Jihad Campbell, he's down to plus 750. This dude's awesome. 10 tackles so far this year, not a gaudy number, but he plays so many snaps and he's actually really well regarded. Like, people see it, like, you see the football nerds and the junkies look at him and say, wow, look at that play. Look how he carries up the seam and like, look at this coverage and look what he can do here. Played 97% of the snaps for the Eagles defense this past Sunday in their win over Kansas City. Like, Jihad Campbell is the kind of guy that can win this award. Hasn't done anything flashy from like sacks or forced fumbles or whatever, but like, the amount of times he's out there on the field, those stats are likely coming sooner rather than later. Jihad Campbell at plus 750, maybe not a bet right now, but a guy that I think can legitimately challenge Abdul Carter. Another guy that could challenge Abdul Carter, and this is a guy that we talked about around the NFL draft because we figured he would play a lot. That's 49ers pass rusher Mykel Williams. He's 12-1. Last week, 68% of the snaps he played. Week one, he played in 75%, has 6 tackles, 2 tackles for loss. You're already starting to see some of the on-off splits in their run defense when he's on the field and when he's not on the field. They seem to be thrilled with Mykel Williams. I just wouldn't bet it yet until he starts getting sacks, but once he starts getting sacks, that 12-1 number is probably going to get down to 6-1, maybe even down to 5-1. So Defensive Rookie of the Year, as we said at the start of the season, it's an award that I don't really like to bet until after like a few weeks because I want to get a better idea as to how much these guys are playing before we really dive in. Because like the Falcons guys, Walker and Pierce, yeah, everyone's excited about Sunday night. They also played in like 40% of the snaps. That's not ideal for winning this award. So D-Roy, let's be patient. We don't have to get too crazy. It's only week 3. And that wraps things up with Comeback Player of the Year, where the favorite right now is 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey. He's at plus 180 over at BetMGM. Now, McCaffrey so far this season, 124 rushing yards, 125 receiving yards, has a receiving touchdown. Pretty good stats, but, you know, not like your typical Christian McCaffrey year, but a solid start to the year nonetheless. The guy that I think we really need to highlight in this comeback player of the year discussion is Colts quarterback Daniel Jones, who's plus 700. The man can't win, guys. Like it would have been fun 2 years ago, but like, how many times do we need to say it? The man cannot win. He was benched last year. That's why he didn't play in the final seven games. They benched him because they didn't want to have to pay out his injury guarantee for the instance that he might have gotten hurt. Like, that's why he didn't play in those seven games. It wasn't because of injury, wasn't because of some kind of other medical hardship. He was benched. You can't come back from benchings anymore. That's not a thing. They changed the rules. So please, save yourself some money, save yourself some time. Do not bet Colts quarterback Daniel Jones to win 2025 comeback player of the year. On the other side, Nick Costos joins us with his thoughts on tonight's Thursday night football game between the Miami Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.